My name is John Erling, and today's date is July 12th, 2018. Jim, would you state your full name, please?
Yes, James L. Gallagly.
Your date of birth?
September 1, 1952.
Makes your present age?
65 years old.
About the name Gallagly, the ancestral background to that name.
Gallagly is an Irish name. My great-great-grandfather came to the state of Iowa, potato famine. Then the relatives stayed in that state. My family was half German, half Irish on my father's side, and both German on my mother's side. But the Irish name is from, obviously, my father's side of the family.
Yeah. Where are we recording this interview?
In Norman, Oklahoma, on the campus of the University of Oklahoma.
And what specific building?
We're in Evans Hall.
Which is a wonderful, wonderful facility.
It's a gorgeous historic building. It's one of the most photographed buildings on campus. It's at the head of the North Oval. It's famous for being the office of the university president.
And the president, Arthur Evans, never did get to office here.
I understand that the building burned down at one point in time and they had to build a new building.
Yes, and he was removed from office by Governor Haskell of Oklahoma. That's why his administration was gone when this was completed, and he never did house here.
I didn't know that. You're ahead of me. You're a better historian than I am.
No, I'm not.
I'm a lawyer by trade, though.
Where were you born?
In Newfoundland, Canada.
And that'll be an interesting story. We'll ask, well, why? Why were you born there?
Well, my father was an enlisted man in the Air Force. When he was a very young man, before he should serve in the military, like many young men of his age when World War II was ongoing, he enlisted. He enlisted before he was really the right age to enlist, but the military didn't check ages very much at that point in time. They were looking for soldiers. Young men were wanting to serve our nation, and my father went into basic training and was on a boat on his way over to the Pacific to fight in World War II when the war ended. He stayed in the military and had different posts. He was in the Army originally, and then, of course, the services split, and he went into the Air Force branch. He was stationed in places like Newfoundland, Canada, Anchorage, Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska, because he was in communications and had to worry about where we had satellites. And of course, they put satellites on the coast. Newfoundland, Canada was on the eastern coast of Canada and in a place we had a military post.
How long did you live there?
I was there about 4 years. Two of my sisters were born in Newfoundland as well.
Your mother's name?
My mother's name is Marjorie Abbas. Good German last name. Both her parents came over directly from Germany, and both had a very heavy German accent. They were farmers in Iowa. My mother grew up on a farm.
What was her personality like?
Just really wonderful. You might imagine that if you're a mother of 10 children, and she did have 10 children with my father, you have to be a very caring, loving individual. That's a perfect way to describe my mother. And very patient.
Obviously, what she did for a living was the very important job of care and keeping for the family.
Yes, probably the highest calling a person could ever have.
Right, and 10 children on top of that.
You bet.